Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it again. I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
Last night, these two bouncers and one room's alright. The other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you. And there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you play. And you realize then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line. And you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. But secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
City. Hey, another night at the palace, 'cause there is nothing else to do. Oh, oh, uh-huh. The same people, the same drinks and the same music, the same quicksand. I think this harbor town is waist deep and sing it fast. Hello, city. You found an enemy in me.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
But don't talk to you.
Hello, city.
Hello, city. Hello, city.
Second night at the warehouse, and my mock turtleneck just freaks.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
From the liquor room up to the change room to the doom and gloom of the hotel room, I think this seaside beer hall should sink into the bay. Hello, city. You found an enemy.
Maybe half the fault is mine that the sun didn't shine on Barrington Street.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hungry, so let's eat.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Climb down 3 flights to the streetlights, and the bar fights were just taking in the sights. I hope tomorrow that I'll wake up in my own bed.
My parents are crying. gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Yeah.
little Boston cream. I let the blue out of my wildest dreams. She's the sweetest thing that's ever been.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Thank you. and cast into the world a screaming little boy and girl. We drew that first breath. We had some sense of what we'd left. It had me crying in my mother's arms. Oh, you, my highest love. We learn to pay the rent. Yes, I learn to forget your face. The scent of your skin lingering like a shadow on a memory. And no strangers we meet. Is it you? My highest love. My highest love. My highest love. Will we?
Summer rose. Schlesig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Dog. body. Look what I found, simply the best manservant in town. He's neat and discreet, he couldn't be any subtler. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Shout that Georgia's always on my mind. Oh, come on!
in the USSR.
Still gotta walk behind an old lady in the grocery line, praying that my car don't get declined.